Welcome to The Fountain, where it's our desire to connect with God, to grow in Jesus, and to engage the world in His name. As you listen to this message, we pray that you allow God to speak to your heart, and that His words might motivate you to life change. Come to The Fountain, a place where you belong.
We do have a good, good Heavenly Father. We thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice for us. We thank you, Father, for sending your Son. No matter what this life throws at us, no matter what our circumstances, no matter what our experience, we know that you are a good, good Father. There's nothing that can ever happen, nothing we can do, nothing this world can throw at us that will ever change the fact that you are a good, good Father. We're so grateful, Lord, for you and for your choice that while we were yet unlovable, you chose to love us. And you chose us to love us in such a way that was a sacrificial love, and you gave the only thing that could ever mend the relationship that our choices had broken when you sent your Son. So grateful. So grateful for the sacrifice, for the provision that was made through Jesus because of the love of our good, good Father. It's the reason we're gathered here today. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I hope everyone had a wonderful and blessed and happy Thanksgiving. Still got many people who are traveling, obviously, this week. Pastor Mike and his family are on their way back from a visit with their family in Ohio, and we hope that they have a safe return today as they return to us. And I'm sure there are many, many, many more who are out on the roads today. But we had a great Thanksgiving. My family did. And Thanksgiving brings us to a time where we remember the things that we're thankful for, right? It's a time that to remind us of all the many blessings that we have in our life. And hopefully those of us who are believers, who know the truth about who Jesus is, and know the truth about what He's done for us, and understand what it means to be one of His children, hopefully every single day is a day of thanksgiving. Not just once a year. But as we draw our attention this one time a year to Thanksgiving, I want us to think about what it would mean for us as believers if we lived a life of gratitude. Now, Thanksgiving comes, giving thanks and saying thank you in whatever various ways that we do that comes from an attitude of gratitude. Gratitude is actually the feeling of being thankful to someone or something for doing something. That is gratitude. And gratitude is experienced in three different ways. First of all, it's a feeling in the heart. It's something much more than just a rote word that we say. It's something much more than just thank you. It's a feeling that we have of gratitude for how we've been blessed by God, by others, by circumstances, whatever. It's a feeling of gratitude. It's something that's deep down inside, and because of that feeling, it comes out in a couple of different ways. First of all, it comes out in an expression of words. We say thank you. We've brought our children up, our boys up, that when someone does something for us, just the automatic response is to say thank you. Sometimes that seems to be a lost art in our society today, and I'm hoping that we can change that. But if someone does something for you, whether or not you expected it, whether or not you feel like it's a needed thing, we say thank you. Because someone thought enough about us to do something for us. So we say thank you. So it comes out not only in a feeling in our heart, but an expression in our words. And then genuine gratitude comes out in giving in return for that. It pours out of us so that we see what others have done for us. And not only do we respond in words, but we also respond in actions. And we give to others. The word gratitude is where we get the word gratefulness from, and grateful. And I've heard many people discuss the need for us to have an attitude of gratitude. And so that's what I want to talk about today. As we mature with our attitude of gratitude and we develop, gratitude blossoms into thanksgiving, and we give that thanks to others. First and foremost, we give thanks to God and then to others. And for the believer, thanksgiving should be a part of our very nature. It should be something that's woven into the fabric of who we are. We should be always practicing thanksgiving. We should always have an attitude of gratitude. Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7 say, "So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thanksgiving." We receive Jesus Christ. We know what that means for us. We know how desperately lost we were without Him. How totally deprived and without hope we were without Jesus. And because of what He's done for us, what He did for us on the cross, the choice that He made to reach down and rescue us from our filth and from our own lostness, we choose because of that to live our lives in such a way that is rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith, our faith in Jesus, not only in what He's done for us, but the ultimate hope that we have for glory. And that overflows our life in thanksgiving. As I think back on last week's celebration of Pastor Bill's retirement from full-time ministry here at the Fountain, and before that at Trinity Christian Fellowship, and even before that at Hinton Memorial United Methodist Church, I'm reminded of how much those times that we reminisced about, the videos of the pictures that we saw, how much of those times we spent together I'm thankful for, and how much I've grown from my experiences as ministering alongside Pastor Bill, and how much we've experienced here as a church and in this community that's made me thankful for our time with Pastor Bill. People were saved. Many people were saved because of his ministry. And because of that, I give thanks. Lives were changed. And because of that, I'm grateful. Ministries were built, both here and in other countries. And because of that, I give thanks. Disciples were grown. Ministers were sent out. But there were many tough times there too. Wasn't always roses. We went through some hard times. And those of you who were here through all of that know it wasn't always great, wonderful, woo-hoo times. There was times where we struggled, and there was suffering, and there was sacrifice, and there were things that happened, and we lost people, and things just weren't always rosy. But even in those times, we must remember to be thankful. Those are the times it's hard to be thankful. But we must remember that we're not thankful because of our circumstances. We're not thankful because of the situation that we find ourselves in. Our gratitude comes from who God is and what He did for us through Jesus Christ. And circumstances and experiences and all of that can never change that. It is unshakable. It can never be changed. And that is what causes us to give thanks. We can even look back as the Fountain on this last year as we've set out on this adventure together. There's been much to be thankful for. God has placed new people in our lives, and we have new challenges to face together as we learn and grow together and minister as God's body, as the body of Christ here in this community. He's given us challenges to overcome together. We have a renewed sense of purpose. And as we remain rooted in Christ, as Colossians said, as we remain rooted in Christ, allowing our faith in Him to strengthen us for the challenges ahead, I can't help but overflow with thankfulness. I'm filled with an attitude of gratitude for each and every one of you, those who I've known for many, many years and those who I'm just getting to know. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful to God that He has placed us, He's chosen this unique situation to bind us together. My heart is filled with a sense of thankfulness that I try to share, hopefully through words, as well as through our actions. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 and following says, "Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Now, this is one of those Bible passages that sometimes is very tough, very hard to hear. So let's read this again. Be joyful when things are going well. Is that what it says? No, be joyful always. A joy is not happiness. There's a difference. Joy isn't running around with a smile on your face, high-fiving everybody. Because sometimes joy can come out in tears. Joy is what roots us when there isn't really anything to high-five people for. Be joyful always. Pray continually. That doesn't mean close your eyes while you're driving down the road and pray to God. Please don't do that. But be in an attitude of prayer all of your life. That connection we have with our Heavenly Father through Christ Jesus should never be broken. It should be always there. Pray continually. Give thanks in the good circumstances. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Now you may be sitting here and say, wait a minute now. Hold on just a minute. All circumstances? You're telling me that in everything I should be thankful. And I'm saying, no, I'm not telling you that. God is telling you that. Be thankful in all circumstances. When the kids are sick and the car is broken down on the side of the road out there on 316. When your parents are battling illness in their old age. When your job is on the line. You mean I'm supposed to give thanks in those times as well? Yes. You say, well, you're out of your mind. But it's all about our perspective. It's all about our perspective. And I meant to look this up, and I think I used this recently in another sermon, but the psalm that says, when your eyes are on the storm, you may forget that I love you, but when your eyes are on the cross, you'll know that I always will, always have and always will. It's all about our perspective. If what you see is the storm around you and it blinds you from the truth of who Jesus is and what God has done for us through Him, then it's easy to get distracted. It's easy to lose that be thankful in all things. It's easy to lose that joy that's supposed to always be present for us. But when we put our eyes on the cross of Jesus Christ and we're reminded that no matter what the circumstances are, no matter how bad life gets, God is still on the throne. Jesus is still Lord. He has already saved you, and there's a hope for us in glory. That's our perspective. It's all about Him, not our circumstances. Not what we can see with our eyes, but faith and what we know to be true about Jesus Christ. We're thankful for God and the hope that we have in Him. Paul follows up in this. If you read the book of the two books of Thessalonians, you see that Paul is writing to a church that seems to be doing pretty well. They're in a good place, and it kind of reminds me a lot of where we're at. They were dealing with some struggles, and we see that in some of the writings, some of the sufferings that they're going through. But for the most part, they've got their stuff together, and they're doing well. And Paul's writing a letter of encouragement to them. And he goes on in the second book, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, he says, we ought, talking about himself and those other who were apostles in that area, we ought always to thank God for you. Talking about his brothers and sisters there in Thessalonica. Brothers and sisters, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love all of you have for one another is increasing. You see, you read on in verse 4 there. If you read on in verse 4, it says, therefore, among God's churches, we boast about your perseverance and faith in all the persecutions and trials that you're enduring. See, everything wasn't roses there. Everything wasn't great. They were going through some persecutions. There were some trials that they were having to endure, but they were together. They were unified. The love that they had for one another was increasing. And as we, as the Fountain Church here, learn to minister together, learn to get to know each other, learn to grow together, our love will increase, and that'll be something that we have to give thanks for, to be thankful for. And I see that right here. I see that. I see relationships developing and strengthening. I had the privilege this past Monday to spend some time with the ladies who serve in the food pantry. And it was a great time together. We served lots of families that came through. I don't know how many we ended up serving, but it was wonderful. But one of the biggest blessings, it was great to serve our community. It was wonderful to be able to provide those meals for those families who were blessed by them, who may or may not have had that Thanksgiving meal without what we were able to do here as a church body. But one of the biggest blessings for me was to see those ladies interacting. And the love and the relationship that they had developed and grown there, you could tell that they enjoyed spending time together. They enjoyed ministering together. And for me, that blessed my heart. And for that, I'm thankful, because in that relationship, I see this verse played out, that their faith is growing and that the love that they had for one another is increasing. I'm grateful for what I see going on here at the Fountain. I see life groups sharing life together. I'm thankful for my life group that gets together on Sunday evenings and we share life together and we pray together. And we're going through a study that sometimes is tough, and we're challenging one another and we're having some good discussion, but our love for one another is increasing and growing. I'm thankful for that. If you're not involved in a life group, please get involved in a life group. You're missing out. We're serving together, and I'm thankful. We're ministering and growing together, and I thank God for that. I thank God for you, because I see your faith growing more and more. And I see the love that we have for one another ever increasing. So as we look back on this week of Thanksgiving and hopefully live a life of gratitude with an attitude of gratitude, what am I thankful for? Personally, some things that I am thankful for. Let me give you just a short list. First and foremost, I'm thankful for my salvation. You see, God has provided me the piece of honor, armor that is the helmet of salvation. That helmet to cover my head and to keep my mind protected. Keep my mind saved from those things that might infiltrate. That diseased thinking that can come in. As a man thinks in his heart, so he is. And my thoughts need to stay on course with God. And that happens through my salvation, through the Spirit of God that He has placed in me and allowed me, because of my salvation, because of what He did for us on the cross, because He made the sacrifice, because He replaced my dead, lost, hopeless spirit with His living spirit. It's the most important thing that I have, is the condition of my soul, and I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that I know that should I die today, I will go to be with my Lord Jesus Christ in heaven forever. I'm thankful that I don't have to question that. It's not a question mark in my life. And it's a gift that I can leave those who are left behind, because we're all going to leave this world one day. And we'll take nothing with us, but we'll leave behind a legacy. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the body of Christ, that God would care about me and care about what happens to me so much that He would place me in a loving group of people who are there for me. He surrounds me with a great cloud of witnesses, those some who have gone on before and who are a great cloud of witnesses on before in glory, looking down and cheering me on. But even so, there's some who are left behind who are a great cloud of witnesses here. I'm thankful for those who come alongside and who encourage me and who challenge me. I'm thankful for the times that Lee Pena pulls me aside and says, "Hey, brother, how are you doing?" "Oh, I'm doing good." No, really. How are you doing? How's your spirit? How's your soul? And many others that do that for me. I'm thankful for the body of Christ that He's put me in. He said that He would never leave me. God told us, promised us, that He would never leave us and never forsake us. And He repeats that promise several times in Scripture. And He still provides me here on earth with that support system to cover me with prayer, to walk with me through the valleys, to celebrate with me in the victories and the mountaintops. And I'm thankful for that. I'm also thankful for forgiveness. I'm thankful that because of what Jesus did on the cross, I don't have to carry baggage of shame and guilt around with me. That is not what God intended for us. Therefore, now there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Forgiveness is a beautiful gift that God has given us. We don't have to carry that pain. I can cast my burdens on Him because He really, genuinely cares about me. I can forgive those that have hurt me. Forgiveness goes both ways. I can keep my communication with Christ in prayer unhindered as I forgive those around me, those who have hurt me, those who have wronged me. And I don't have to carry that baggage either. Forgiveness releases me from the hurt and increases my ability to heal my spirit. In Psalms chapter 30, verses 1 through 13, it says, "You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give you thanks forever." You see, that freedom can only come when we allow Jesus, the forgiveness that He showed us on the cross, to affect our lives. And then as we forgive others, because holding on to burdens, holding on to guilt, holding on to those things to other people holds you in bondage as well. And that's not what God wants for us. I'm thankful for forgiveness. I'm thankful for hope, that I have the strength in me to confidently expect the absolute best to come in my life because of what God has done for me, because Christ living in me. That's the hope of glory. That hope that destroys, or that what others may be destroyed by, won't overcome me. It doesn't damage me. The hope is that anchor that stabilizes me when the seas are rough and waves start to crash in and around me. Reminded of what Pastor Bill often would say, nothing with God ends on a negative. That was one of the quotes that I forgot to say last week. Nothing with God ends on a negative. That's the hope that we have. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 27 through 29 says, the word "once more" indicates the removing of what can be shaken. See, God has removed those things in our lives that can be shaken, the things of this world. We are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. I'm sorry, Miss Beth. That is the created thing, so that what cannot be shaken may remain. That's the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, that's hopeful, let us be thankful. And so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. You see, no matter what happens here on earth, we have the hope of glory that will consume everything else. I'm thankful for the hope that He has given us. I'm also thankful for family. The Bible promises good things to me as I honor my mother and my father, and as I enjoy the life that I have been given with those God has blessed me with. And I was reminded as I was preparing this, and as some things happened over the last couple of weeks, we spent a wonderful time this week with our family. I had lots of folks over to the house and had a great time together with family, and I'm thankful for that family. But I was reminded that some of you may not even know my immediate family. So I'm going to ask my family to stand up real quick. This is my family, my beautiful, supportive wife, Laura, my boys, Grayson and Easton. I'm very thankful for you and thankful that God has blessed me with a wonderful family, strong in their convictions and faith. I'm thankful for family. And as I was sitting there worshiping today, I see that we have a new family member. We don't, do we? Yes? Y'all stand up and introduce our new family member here. This is Dominique and October's baby, born this week, the 16th. Brand new found. You mind standing up, showing off that proud little bundle? Their first time with us here at the Fountain family. So sweet. Thank you, guys. I'm thankful for family. I'm thankful for my faith. The Bible calls it substance. When you think about faith, it's not something that you can grasp. It's not something that you can even hardly explain. But the Bible actually calls it substance. The substance of all things hoped for. It's the faith in me that pleases God. Faith is my victory to overcome the world. Faith is the evidence I have that what is unseen right now will one day be visible. Faith in God enables me to believe and trust in Him, to believe and trust my family to Him. He's my hope. He's my future. And I believe that in faith, and I'm thankful for the faith that He has instilled in me. You know, this life may be filled with some bad things. Just this morning, I've had the privilege to be able to pray with two brothers who were really suffering in life right now. And you go through these times and you think, man, that's how can you be thankful when a brother that you've known for many, many years is dying of cancer? How can you be thankful when somebody you love and care for is suffering as he watches a family member basically make poor decisions and kill themselves? How do you give thanks through those things? You give thanks through those things by having an attitude of gratitude that is not based on your circumstances. An attitude of gratitude that is founded in knowing who God is and knowing that He is bigger than all of this. And one thing I know, that brother I prayed for in the hospital this morning, I know that he has put his faith and his trust in Jesus Christ. And I know that no matter what this world and this broken earth that we live in throws at him, that one day he has the hope of glory, regardless. I know that other brother I prayed for, he can look around him and he can see those who God has placed in his life there to be support and to love on him and to carry him through these hard times. And I'm thankful. We can be thankful even through those hard times, through those difficulties. Life is filled with some bad things. It is. And those things even happen to good people. But my gratitude, my thankfulness abounds even through all of those things towards God as I remember what He has already done for me. How could I neglect such a great salvation? How could I allow circumstances to blind me from what He's done for me? How can anyone deny the power of God to help and to heal those who are hurting? Maybe I'm going to ask you today to turn your thoughts towards thanksgiving and towards giving thanks living to God for all that He's done for you. Choose joy, pray continually, and in everything give thanks. That's what God wants. That's His desire. That's His goal for you in your life. So what are you thankful for? I gave you a short list of things that I'm thankful for. What's your list? And you may be thinking about your life. You may have had a really bad week. I don't know where you're at. I don't know what's happened to you. I don't know what life is throwing at you right now. I don't know what your list might look like. It might be a real short list. But my prayer for you is that salvation is certainly on that list. And if you're here today and you're saying, I don't know that, Lord. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have that peace. I don't have that deep-seated joy in my life. Then make today your day of salvation. Make today the day where you come to me and you speak to me or one of these brothers and sisters sitting around and you say, I want today to be my day of salvation. Speak to me about what that means and we'll pray with you. And we'll introduce you to that Lord that brings the peace that passes all understanding, that'll give you the joy that lasts through no matter what your circumstances are. So what are you thankful for? Does that thankfulness that you have in your heart, does it lead to a life of gratitude? And is that gratitude welling up as you feel it in your heart to where it comes out in your words and then it comes out in thanksgiving to others? A life of gratitude leads to that. And may God bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you and may He be gracious to you. May He look into your life. And may He find you thankful, living a life of gratitude. God bless you. Have a great week.